She's a mortgage mom.
Are you in escrow right now? It is not too late to make sure that you are getting the financing that you need. I get those calls all of the time, and we close our loans extremely fast. Don't take a loan that you aren't happy with. Don't let your lender change the terms that you originally signed up for and say, I'm sorry, but this is all that I can do for you. Call Mom, 844-935-3634. Treat it as a fire drill. Let me get you into the home that you need with the financing that you need. Let's make sure that we're getting you into the right terms, the right interest rate, and the right closing costs. Call me, 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word MOM to 474747. Call Mortgage Mom Radio right now. It's 844-935-3634.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926.
Well, good morning, Heidi. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You got me here bright and early again.
I did. I actually got you here early in the morning on a Saturday morning at the studio. I did it 2 weeks in a row. Pretty amazing.
You are always getting what you want, Debbie.
I do get what I want. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and getting what I want is Heidi here at the studio at Saturday at 7 a.m.
You know what? It's great, though. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy our clients, having fun with Debbie here at the studio, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much. So this was a big week, right?
Yes, it was. It was a great week.
And for everybody out there listening, you guys are like, why was it a big week? Here in Santa Clarita, and I'm sure that there's a lot of other areas as well, but our kids went back to school.
Yes, they did.
And it's been a little bit of a transition, let's just say.
Yes, definitely a transition. Our boys, both, you know, we have two boys that are the same age, and they started high school.
They did. So we've got Mikey that started high school, that's mine, and Christopher, which is yours, and they both started high school. We live relatively in the same area, but they're at two different high schools.
Right.
So, you know, it's been a little bit nerve-wracking. You know, he's my second. You know, Manny just graduated high school this past June, so I've been through it once before.
Right.
I have not.
So I have two other children that are stepchildren of mine. But I did not experience this process with them. So my son, Christopher, is really my only son that I am experiencing this with. And he has started high school. And it's a brand new high school that out here, a lot of the residents have been very excited waiting for this high school to open. So it's been a very exciting week for everyone to have this high school open.
Okay, so, and I have to go back for all of those parents that are listening. If you've never done high school registration with your freshmen before, it is an experience. It is time consuming. It does take a lot of time. I did junior high, you know, registration. That was very simple. High school is a little bit different. And even for Mikey, who is going to a very established high school, he goes to Hart High School. And, you know, Hart has been around since, I don't even know when, I'm going to say sometime in the 60s, maybe earlier, you know, but it's been there and they've got it down to a T and they've done registration every single year. And even with that, registration took about 2 hours. So, you know, you as a parent, you're sitting there, you're looking at the clock. You're like, I've got to get back to work. This is really hard. So why don't you tell us about, so it's Castaic High School, right?
Right.
Does it have a different name, a legal, you know?
No, it's no, Castaic.
It's Castaic High School.
It's Castaic High School.
And why don't you tell us about their very first year of registration and how did that go for you and Christopher?
So I would say that, you know, we showed up and poor Debbie, I tell Debbie, hey, I'll be back in like 2 hours. Don't worry about it. She's like, are you coming back? I'm like, yeah, I'll be back. No problem. And we go, we get to the registration. We think it's going to be a breeze. And 4.5 hours later, we left the school, all registered, ready to go. But, you know,
four and a half hours.
I was sunburned.
They didn't have any water. You said that the water fountains weren't working.
The water fountains weren't working. You know, it's a brand new high school. They're actually still working on construction. So the whole high school will not even be open this year, but parts of it will. And it's a beautiful high school.
I'm sure it is a gorgeous campus.
Gorgeous. They actually, so like here at our office, we have the standing desks, and they have those in the school for the kids.
Oh, wow.
So, which is great. You know, they can stand up or sit down. We love them here at our office. And my son came home yesterday from his first day and said, "We have the standing desks, Mom."
Well, that's got to be a little bit strange, though, because is it literally set up? Did you get to go in any of the classrooms?
We didn't. No.
Oh, because all I can picture in my head are all of these desks, you know, in the room that are all lined out looking at the board,
right,
you know, or whatever they use these days, dry erase boards and everything. Right. Instead of the old chalkboards. But, you know, that's all I can picture. And then if you think that these are each individual standing and some people are sitting, some are standing,
right,
what do you do if you want to sit down and the person in front of you is standing? Or what do you do if you're basically a midget like I am?
Right.
And somebody in front of you, like if you were standing in front of me,
Debbie, I wouldn't see anything. And I'm not that tall, everyone, just so you know.
But no, Debbie, I'm just extremely short.
Very short.
So we may have to actually make a trip over there just to check it out.
Yes.
That would be kind of, I'm intrigued now.
I'm very intrigued. You know, my son said, "Well, they don't have the cool desk like you do. The teacher has the cool desk like you do. We just have the individual one that you pull it up and then push it down." But, you know, they've got all top line everything. But the registration was definitely something. And, you know, I spoke to one of the parents that was volunteering, and they just really needed more parent volunteers. So, of course, my son's like, "Mom, you should volunteer next year."
And Debbie's like, "No, you can't volunteer. We don't have time.
What are we going to do?" But they did a great job. You know, it was their first year. It's only freshmen. So it was, you know, 300 plus kids coming in all at one time to register. So we just needed to be patient.
Yeah, be ready for registration next year when there's 600.
Right. And I think they'll be changing their registration ways.
They do one day each week for the different grades. So it'll stay the same class. But so school started. On top of that, then I also have Manny, who's going to start college, and he starts Monday. Yeah. So Mikey started a Tuesday, and then Manny's starting this coming Monday. So that's kind of different for me. And he just got a job. He's actually going to school. He wants to become a mechanic. And I mentioned that in previous episodes, that he all of a sudden he's got just this, you know, desire to work on diesel trucks and really understand how their engines work. And he just wants to be a mechanic. And I think that's great. I have looked at a lot of different careers and, you know, costs associated with your career and how much income can you earn. And one of the things that they are actually saying, and you can find, you know, posts and papers and things that have been written, is that there are not enough people that are going into an actual physical labor kind of job. And because of that, there's a shortage for it. Even construction contractors, there's a shortage. And because of that shortage, they're actually paying better in those fields. So he has this desire, and, you know, some people just aren't cut out for a desk job. And so obviously I'm going to support him. And once he gets into it and starts taking the classes and starts doing the labor and the work, he might change his mind. And we may be just like a lot of other parents switching directions. But he just got himself a job at a tire shop, because he said if he's going to be going to school to learn how to work on cars, he at least wants to be working at some sort of part of that industry. So he's all excited about that. I was pretty proud of him to have gone out there. He literally went out and started making phone calls and walked into every shop he could find until somebody said, "Yes, we'll give you a job. You know, you can go ahead and start part time." So he's going to be working during the day and taking classes during the day. And he's just kind of got this schedule that he's maintaining on his own.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of parents out there, I know that doesn't sound like a big deal, but the ones that do have kids in college or have kids that have gone through college, you can understand what I'm trying to say. It's, you know, can they handle it themselves? Can they, you know, can they run their own schedule? Can they make sure that they are productive and good at what they do and that they can stay on task and get things done? Because now they have the freedom to show up to class or not show up to class, you know, work as many hours as they want to make that paycheck. But, you know, is school going to get in the way? No.
And it's a
job
big deal.
Might get in the way. It is.
It's a big deal. I've watched Manny grow up. So, you know, I've known Debbie a long time. I've watched Manny grow up. So, it was, you know, he came in here. He came into our office and came and told us about the job. So it was really great. He's very excited. It's very terrifying to me to see that he is now this young adult, because I look at, you know, our younger ones and think, oh my God, that's only a few years away. You know, Christopher came home yesterday. So Debbie knows this. My son is not really into sports.
No, he's not.
No, we've tried everything. But he came home yesterday and said, "Mom, I'm going to try out for the baseball team."
Well, there you go.
So, you know,
excellent.
I just think a lot of change going on.
There is. You know, they're going to find they're going to find their way. They're going to find who they are, and they're going to try different things. And, you know, that is the exciting part about being a parent, is watching them grow and change and do things. I mean, Manny played baseball and then got into lacrosse, and he was great at lacrosse. And then all of a sudden, his senior year, he decided he didn't want to play anymore. And he had a lot of actual colleges scouting him. So, you know, but you have to support what they want to do. And he just was over it. He just didn't want to do it. And, you know, now he's found his mechanics direction. So, you know, we're going to support that, and we're going to let him go that way. And he loves RVs. We've talked a lot on the show about, you know, taking RV vacations and RV shenanigans to Stagecoach. And he absolutely loves them. And eventually he wants to learn how to work on these diesels and on, you know, the engines and, you know, the inner workings of a car, because eventually he really wants to work on RVs and be an RV mechanic, is kind of the direction he wants to go in. So, you know, you just got to support them and, you know, let them fulfill what they want to do.
So I'm going to totally go off here, and Deb might kill me, but I think what would be fun is, how about our listeners tell us a little bit about their kids' first week?
Yeah.
Like, text us, call us, and tell us, like, maybe some of your funny stories or your interesting stories about how your first week with your kids at school went.
Oh, absolutely. I would love that. If you guys want to, you know, text the word mom to 474747 or give us a call right now. It's 844-935-3634. We'll pick up the phone and we'll talk to you, and we'll hear all about your first week of school. It is fun, and it is different, and the parents are in summer mode, and then all of a sudden you've got to get back into school mode, and everybody's up at the crack of dawn. Everybody's getting ready. We're dropping the kids off at school. You've got to make sure that they can get picked up from school. So now you're either, you know, leaving work, picking up, dropping off, going back to work, or you're trying to set up carpools with friends. You know, the kids are hitching rides home. They're taking the bus. You know, there's a lot of things. They're getting lost. Christopher got lost on his first walk home from school. So, you know, give us a call. Give us your stories. They love that, Heidi. Yeah. I think that's great.
I think it'd be fun. Get to know us. And then, you know, you can ask us questions about mortgage in between.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, and I always like to start the show kind of with catch up with mom and, you know, what's been going on in life. You know, we talked about Christopher and Mikey starting high school. We've talked about Manny going into college. I've also got Zeke, who is 3. And, you know, we've said this many times, but he is autistic. Mm-hmm. And so he is actually also has started with the school system, and he does go to school, to elementary school. So he also started, and he's Monday through Friday, and his school starts at 7:45 in the morning, and he's done at 11. And then, you know, he's got all kinds of therapies that go on in, you know, in the afternoons as well. And we just started ABA therapy too. So ABA is every single day, Monday through Friday, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So I can tell you, we've had a very cranky little boy, because not only did school start again, so, you know, they're tired from school, and now he's also doing ABA.
Why don't you tell people what ABA is?
So ABA is applied behavioral therapy, and basically what they're doing is they come out to the house and they work with them, and they're trying to get them caught up in behaviors of where they should be. So like I've mentioned before, he is about 18 months old in a 3.5-year-old's body. So we're, you know, not potty trained. He doesn't talk. We've gotten the word hi a couple of times, so we're excited about that, but it hasn't been consistent. Daddy is actually addy, 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 but we know that it's daddy, but that's about the extent of the language. He's not, you know, washing his own hands. He's just starting to actually pretend play and play with maybe cars on the ground and roll them back and forth like he should. Before, it was just something to stimulate himself, and he would run his hands through the, you know, box of Legos just to get that stimulation on his fingertips. So they come out and they work with him, and they're trying to get him caught up in doing things that he should be doing, like brushing his teeth, washing his hands, playing with the toys in the correct manner. They work a little bit on speech, but he's also going to speech therapy in the middle of the day around noon. So he gets out of school at 11. We're going to speech therapy at noon, and then we've got ABA in the afternoon. So he's a cranky little boy. But, you know, when you can, as a parent, take, I'm going to tell this to everybody out there, even if you've been worried that your child could be behind, there is nothing to be worried about. There is nothing to be embarrassed about. There is absolutely nothing that should stop you from getting them evaluated and getting them into every and any offering that you can take to help them in the future. When they're this little, like Zeke at three, you know, the more that we can get him right now, the better that his chances are later down the road. And there's a lot of kids that you've actually will hear parents and even, you know, psychologists say, we're actually taking away the diagnosis of autism. And that is a possibility. And there's a possibility that it doesn't go away. But the more that you can get them in these years at this age, the better that their chances are down the road. So I am not embarrassed about it. He's actually the cutest little guy. I love him to death. He's so sweet. It's almost, you know, when you've got a baby, and a lot of parents out there right now will be able to relate. When you have a baby and they start turning two and they go through the terrible twos and then they start to get their attitude and they start to talk back and, you know, they start to grow up as kids. That's really fun and exciting because you can see them growing, but it's also sad because you lose your baby. So the one thing that I can say is that I still have my baby. So, you know, it's so sweet and it's, you know, he's just so adorable. But at the same time, I do want him to grow and I want him to be able to start kindergarten in, you know, regular kindergarten with the other kids. And I want to be able to get him there and I want to be able to see him one day play baseball. Like you're talking, you know, Christopher now wants to play baseball and, you know, Mikey did baseball for years and now he's playing lacrosse. And, you know, I want to be able to see him enjoy those things too, you know, as he grows up. So, you know, there's a lot there and there's a lot that goes with it. But, you know, it's been first week back to school, which is where, you know, this all started from, has been, you know, a lot. It's a lot on parents, especially working parents.
Yeah, it's a lot on parents. It's a lot on kids. They're a little cranky.
They're tired. Even your older kids. Yeah.
Yeah. The kids are, you know, the kids have been relaxing all summer, getting up late, staying up late, doing what they want. Now they're up early, still staying up late when you tell them not to. And it's a rough first week.
It is. It really is. So for all the parents out there listening, just as rough as it is on you, just remember, it's just as rough on them. Everybody take a break this weekend, relax, do a staycation. Don't go anywhere. Don't have any plans this weekend. Just relax, stay home, maybe throw in a movie for everybody, you know, get a little bit of rest going. And then obviously next week's going to be a little bit better. But, you know, this is Mortgage Mom Radio. We'd love to hear from you guys. If somebody's out there and you're worried about your child or they have autism and you want to call and you want to relate, we'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. It's really nice and comforting to talk to others that are in that same position. If you just want to give us your comments about how your first week went, like Heidi said, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. We'd love to hear from you. You guys can text us. Text the word mom to 474747. You can ask us your questions there. We'll read them out loud. We'll get a little giggle and we'll respond. So whatever you guys want to do, we'd love to hear back from you. Now, talking about kids, and this is a mortgage show, obviously, and real estate show. I was a real estate agent for many, many years before I got into mortgage. Now I've been in mortgage for 20 plus years, and I'm not even going to tell you how many that the plus is, but let's just say I've been doing this for a really long time. And, you know, real estate and mortgage, we're here to give you guys advice, and we're here to talk to you and help you with all of the different pieces of the puzzle of the transaction. It's not just the financing piece, but it's also the real estate piece. And that is why I've done all of these YouTube videos. And when I talk about in one of my YouTubes, I go into how do you choose the right real estate agent? And the reason that I do that is because it is very, very important. And obviously I have that experience having been a realtor, you know, to be able to tell you what those important things are when you're trying to choose the person and the personality and the company that you want to work with. But some of the other things that we're bringing to you is advice and what are the best things for you and your family. You know, I'm a mom. Heidi's here. She's a mom. Everybody that works with my team, not that it's a qualification that you have to be a mom, but everybody that is on my team just happens to be either a mom or a dad. And, you know, they have a family and they have kids, and divorced or not, they're dealing with the same problems that we all are in life. And, you know, important, very important things are making sure that you are setting your kids up and setting yourself up and setting up your estate in the right way. So back in June, I'd actually done a really great interview with Krista Hermans, and she is a trust attorney. And she's actually, her website is Estate Planning Mom. And that's why I liked her so much. And I ended up talking with her, and then, you know, we really just clicked, and she came in and she met me at my office, and we, you know, talked a little bit more in detail. And then I thought, you know, she is a great person to get on the show to talk about how important that it is to plan your estate. And that could be something as simple as just setting up a trust. And a trust is not horribly expensive to do. And the protection that you have from your trust for yourself, for your heirs, for your kids is far beyond anything that you could ever do with a will or any other, you know, planning method that you might have behind your, you know, real estate property and your assets and your asset accounts and your, you know, everything that goes into things that are going to be divided someday when you go, you know, if the trust is the very best vehicle that you could possibly have. So I think that it's really important that we actually go through all of that again today. Like I said, I did it back in June. It's already mid-August. There's a lot of people that have never caught the show before that are listening for the first time. A lot of people that love to listen to the show, but you can't always catch it every Saturday morning at 7. So I am going to go ahead and I'm going to re-air that interview that I did with Krista, because I think that it is just so important. And if you guys would like to get a hold of Krista directly, I'd be happy to get you in touch with her. So all you have to do is text the word MOM to 474747. Wait for a response to come back that will be from me that says, hi, how can I help you? And then all you have to say is Krista or trust mom or trust estate planning, whatever words come to mind for this, you know, for Krista Hermance, the estate planning mom, the trust attorney, I would be absolutely happy to get you her contact information and get you in touch with her. You guys can also go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can send me a message right through the contact form, right through the contact link. You guys can send me an email, and you can do that from the phone app. If you don't have the phone app, you'll get the link for that when you do text me. You'll get a, hi, how are you? And then you'll get a link to the phone app, and you guys can send me an email. So if you send me an email, it's debbie@mortgagemomradio.com. Really very easy. You guys want to give us a call right now, please feel free to do so. Love to talk to you and help you. It's 844-935-3634.
JMG Financial is licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, license 41DBO46011, Arizona number 0943949, Tennessee 184177, Texas 167867. Interest rates and products are subject to change without notice and may or may not be available at the time of loan commitment or lock-in. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Debbie Marcoux, California license DBO 237926, Arizona 0941504, Tennessee 184373.